Lesson 4. I was doing some last-minute Christmas shopping in a toy store and decided to look at Barbie dolls for my nieces. A nicely dressed little girl was excitedly looking through the Barbie dolls as well, with a roll of money held tightly in her little hand. When she came upon a Barbie she liked, she would turn and ask her father if she had enough money to buy it. He usually said yes, but she would keep looking and keep going through their ritual of, "Do I have enough?" As she was looking, a little boy came near her and started sorting through the Pokemon toys. He was dressed neatly, but in clothes that were obviously rather worn and wearing a jacket that was probably a couple of sizes too small. He too had money in his hand, but it looked to be no more than $5 or so at the most. He was with his father as well and kept picking up the Pokemon video toys. Each time he picked one up and looked at his father shook his head. No. The little girl had apparently chosen her Barbie, a beautifully dressed, glamorous doll that would have been the envy of every little girl on the block. However, she had stopped and was watching the interchange between the little boy and his father. Rather disappointed, the boy had given up on the video games and had chosen what looked like a book of stickers instead. He and his father then started walking through another aisle of the store. The little girl put her Barbie back on the shelf and ran over to the Pokemon games. She excitedly picked up one that was lying on top of the other toys and raced toward the checkout after speaking with her father. I picked up my purchases and got in line behind them. Then, much to the little girl's obvious delight, the little boy and his father got in line behind me. After the toy was paid for and bagged, the little girl handed it back to the cashier and whispered something in her ear. The cashier smiled and put the package under the counter. I paid for my purchases and was rearranging things in my purse when the little boy came up to the cashier. The cashier rang up his purchases and then said, "Congratulations! You are my 100th customer today, and you win a prize." With that, she handed the little boy the Pokemon game, and he could only stare in disbelief. It was, he said, exactly what he had wanted. The little girl and her father had been standing at the doorway during all of this, and I saw the biggest, prettiest, toothless grin on that little girl that I have ever seen in my life. As I walked back to my car in amazement over what I had just witnessed, I heard the father ask his daughter why she had done that. "Daddy, didn't Grandma and Grandpa want me to buy something that would make me happy?" He said, "Of course they did, honey." The little girl replied, "Well, I just did."